Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph on the Beis, two lines from the bottom. Baimnei Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked the following question to Rav Nachman. Kamas Irim Mishalayach. As we discussed, and we'll continue Beis Hashem Yisbarach to discuss, if the dam of the carbon soil Hashem, after you used it for Hazor and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, spilled, so the halacha is we have to bring another parasol Lashem, because the halacha is that we of course not only have to do hazor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we also have to do hazor in the hechel on the proiches, we have to do hazor on the mizbeach, and as we also learned, we can't bring a sol Lashem without doing a geirul, so that means we have to bring two serim, and one will be identified as the Soil Hashem, and one will be identified as the Soil HaZazel. And let's say, so we did so, and now we have, again, the same type of story happens with a dam that all the blood that was there spilled after we did the Hazar and the Preichus. So we have to bring, again, we still have to do Hazar on the Mizbeach Hazov, and we have to identify the Soil Hashem through a geirul, we're going to have, again, a geirul. But what that leaves us with is three Soil Hazozels. And we know the halacha is that the Soil Hazozel is taken to the mountain and it's thrown down the mountain. And the question is, some of these animals are thrown down the mountain? Amalei, so he said, Bomer Rav Nachman, Kamasir Mishalayach, and Rav Nachman responds, do you have a Havamina, V'chi Edrohu Mishalayach? Do you have a Havamina that you have to throw down all of them? Do we start throwing down animals down the mountain, so many animals? So Daisus Rosh explains that this question goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold that, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, that all of the animals are metam begodim, they all have to be burnt. I mean, that's why when we speak about the Soil Hashem and the Purim. So just like that's the halacha as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shir, so too, maybe all of the animals should be thrown down the mountain. But according to the opinion of the Chachamim, who say that only the last animal is burnt, then the same halacha would be regarding which animal is thrown down the mountain. Only the last animal would be thrown down the mountain. But then there are other Rishonim that say that even according to Rabbanon, who as we just said in yesterday's shir, said that all of the animals are, that only the last animal is tamei, the question still is, that's because they became disqualified. And with the last one, we had the Gemar Kapara. But the Sir Shamishtalech, the Shamishtalech that we're discussing in our shir, nothing happened wrong with that Shamishtalech. And therefore, since nothing wrong happened with that Shamishtalech, maybe all of them are considered equally a Shamishtalech. And if they're all considered equally a Sar Mishtalech, the halacha should be, they should be all thrown down. To which Rav Nachman responded to Rava, it doesn't make sense to say that we should start throwing down so many animals. Amaloi, so he said to him, V'edroi Sarif, yesterday we learned, as we just quoted, according to Balaz, you have to burn all of these animals. So if you have to, you see that the Torah only told us to burn one animal, but under certain circumstances, all of the animals must be burned. So too would be the halacha here. Mi dami, to which Rav Nachman says, Hosam like siv osoy. When the Torah speaks about burning the animal, the Torah doesn't use the word osoy. Hacha, but regarding the Sar Mishtalech, the Torah uses siv l'shalech osoy la'azazal medbara. So the Torah is very clear to say that only one animal should be sent down the mountain. So even though, as we just described, we actually have three Soil Hazozels, only one is thrown down the mountain. So now that we've identified that we only throw down one down the mountain, the question is which one? So says the Gemara Itma, Rav Papi Mishmei Rava Marishin Mishalayach. The first of these three animals that we just identified is the one that we throw down the mountain. Rav Simi Mishmei Rava Ma Achram Mishalayach. It's the last of these three animals that's thrown down the mountain. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Simi Mishmei Rava. The one Rav Simi Mishmei Rava that holds Achram Mishalayach, that we throw down the last animal down the mountain. Kesavar. Hoil the Gama by Kapara, since this was the animal through which we had the ultimate Kapara, it was the last animal whose pair was the last Sa'al Hashem, which was the animal that was the Kapara was completed with. So that's why that should be the animal thrown down the mountain. Ask the Gemara, however, El Rapapi Mishmei Rava, Micah Sover, why does he hold that we throw down the first animal? Answers one of the other animals, the first animal, Savala Krab Yosim. He holds a Krab Yosim the Omar. He says that whenever we have such a situation, Rabbi Yosi's opinion is, Dama Berishin, Mitzvah Berishin, there's always a mitzvah to pick the first animal. Ask the Gemara, hey Rabbi Yosi, where do we find that opinion of Rabbi Yosi? Ilaim Rabbi Yosi the Kupais. The halacha is, we discussed extensively in Masech the Shkolim, the halacha of Machzis HaShekel. And Rashi explains that what they used to do was they used to fill up the shkolim in the lishka, three kupas, each kupa of three sa'im, and from those animals, those barrels, they would buy the kabbanat tzibur, the kabban tamid, the kabban musaf. So the way the Rambam explains, they used to first take three baskets. From the big three small baskets out of the three big baskets, and that's what was called Trumas HaLeshka. And the halacha is Shalosh Kupish Shalosh Shalosh Soin. There were three boxes; each box was able to hold three saw of coin. Shbehem Trumas HaLeshka, that they were used for the Trumas HaLeshka. Vayikasvaleim, and was written on them Alabez Gimel. Vitanya, the Brisa, in describing those boxes, says Amar Rabbi Yosef Lama Kosvalim Alabez Gimel. Why were the letters Alabez Gimel written on them? Lay the Ezmem Nitma Rishon. Which one was the first one from which you take the Truma Sedeshin? Lahavim. Which one was the first one that was filled up? Lahavim Mena Rishon. That will be the first box from which we use coins for the Truma Sedeshin. So we see the Mitzvah Berishon. So the Gemara Masech Tishkolim explains why did they make each one have a number Alabez Gimel? So Al Gemara says, because Mitzvah Berishon. And why do we do it that way? Because they filled up this box first, and whichever box was filled up first, that's the box that's used for first. Another pshat that I saw the Rishonim suggest is when the first box was filled, and we didn't have any other boxes yet available, so it was ready for a mitzvah. The other two boxes, which were not yet in existence, were not ready for a mitzvah, so we preferred to use what was ready for a mitzvah. Another point is when we learned Masech Tishkolim, the Gemara taught us that the first box was brought for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, who bring their Shkolim earlier, because they lived right next to Yerushalayim. The second box was for people who lived in Ammon and Moav. They didn't live actually in Eretz Yisrael, but they lived close enough to Eretz Yisrael that their shkolim came earlier than the other people. And the third box was for the people who lived far away from Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos over there asks, but didn't everybody participate in the Trumas? Aren't all the Kabbanas for everybody? And since all of the Kabbanas are for everybody, how do we understand such a system? So the Tosfos Rosh says that they're really, of course, the Shkolim, the Kabbanas that were brought for everybody. The whole point of this exercise was to show a chavivus, a love to the mitzvah, that everybody wanted to have their Shkolim. Everybody wanted to participate in the shkolim, and everybody wanted to participate and have this shkolim used for kabbonis. The Ravid says a very interesting chiddush. He says that since our Gemara says that the mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi says mitzvah b'shoina, so whenever a mitzvah is to be performed, whenever we're doing something l'shem mitzvah, there's a significance to what was identified first. And he says a chiddush nifla. He says that if a woman is baking challah l'kavod Shabbos, the first challah that was baked, she should recognize and identify which is the first challah, and that should be the first challah that was used. The Rosh in Masechet Pesachim says that when they used to bake matzahs for the Seder, they used to identify which was the first matzah baked, which was the second matzah baked, which was the third matzah baked, and like that they would put them in that order on the Ka'ara for the Seder. But that's, now we understand, the Gemara says, why Rabbi Yossi says we should use the first one, because mitzvah berishin, asked the Gemara, that isn't a good proof, because Dilma, in the case where, as we just explained, but at Trumas Alishkin, the Be'idna Deschaza Kamaisla is Chaza Vesraisa. When the first box was filled, there was no second box in the world. And that's where Rabbi Yossi says Mitzvah Berishin. But by the Seirim, that they all came into existence essentially at the same time. So there's no reason to take the first Sawyer more than the other Seirim, says the Gemara. Where do we see this concept of Mitzvah Berishin? El Rabbi Yossi de Pesach. It speaks about Rabbi Yossi by the Karim Pesach. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Hamafrish Pischev Ovid. Somebody separated an animal for his Karim Pesach, and then that animal got lost. Vifrish Achatachtav, and then he designates another animal. And Vachach Nimtsarish, and then the first animal is found. So now, Vreshneim Oimdim. He has in front of him two animals. Which is the animal that she used for the Karim Pesach? Ezmen Sheroitza Yaakov Divrecham. So the common opinion is he could choose whichever one he prefers to use. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he holds Mitzvah Berishin. We should use the animal that was designated first because we see that there's always a point to use the first animal. But Rabbi Yossi agrees, says that the Braisa, the Mahaya Sheni Mufcham Imenu, but if the second animal is better and that's the animal that we're going to use for the Karim Pesach, we should use that animal. So the question is that the Rishonim ask. So we see we have here Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Which animal should be used for the Karim Pesach? Rabbi Yossi holds preferably all things being equal, use the first animal, and Rabbanan hold use either animal. And Al Gemara that said that the same thing when we have these three Saul Azazels, which one should we use? We should use the first one. So the Rishonim ask, why did Chazal choose to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and not follow the opinion of the Rabbanim? So the Marie Krukers answers that regarding Seirim, even the Rabbanim would agree Mitzvah Berishin. Because when we speak about the Sar Rishin, the Sar Rishin, nothing, it itself was always fine. What happened is that another animal, that because the blood of the Sar Lashem got spilled out as we began our shir, that's why we had to take a second Sawyer. But since there was nothing inherently wrong with the first animal, it doesn't lose its level and it should be used. Whereas by the Karim Pesach that was lost, something happened to that Karim Pesach. And since something happened regarding that Karim Pesach, it lessened its level. And therefore both are equal. And that's why there the Chacham say you could choose whichever one you want. But a Sawyer, he says, the Chacham would agree. So Rashi explains that when we say that we lost the first animal and now we found the second animal, it's that we know that the time for the Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach is by Chatzos, and that's why the first both animals were here available by the time Chatzos came. And the Torah Evan explains that of course the second animal must have been there before Chatzos, because he explains that we learned in Masechet Pesachim that all the animals that were used had to be available, had to be examined for 4 days before Yontif. If they had to be examined for 4 days before Yontif, obviously they were both here at the moment of Chatzos. Furthermore, the Rishonim Paskin, this halacha that Rabbi Yossi agrees that you should use the first animal, but if the second animal is better, use the second animal, is strictly by the Karim Pesach. And that, because by the Karim Pesach, we're going to eat that animal. So you want to eat the better animal for carbon. In other circumstances, we wouldn't necessarily, Rabbi Yossi would not necessarily hold that way. So our Gemara is the source of a discussion by many Paiskim of different scenarios where we have a choice or we have a dilemma. What should we do? Which one? We have two. And what should we do first? And what should we do second? The Shas of Tshuva's Torah L'shma discusses a situation that they took out a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, and they looked at it, and they saw that it had something that would make it possible. So then they took out a second Sefer Torah. This is all before davening, when they used to prepare the Sefer Torah before davening. And and that Sefer Torah they decided they would learn from. And then afterwards, a cipher came to shul, looked in the Sefer Torah, and saw that the first Sefer Torah is perfectly fine. And now the question is, which Sefer Torah should they read from? So Shas HaTshuvos Torah L'shma says the fact that we just learned in our Gemara, the case of the boxes by the Trumas HaLeshka, where they marked Aleph Beis Gimel to know which one is first. So here too, we certainly have to read from the first Sefer Torah. And because this that it was disqualified was a mistake. And he says, as we mentioned earlier, that this halacha doesn't only apply in this case, he says, but there's a significant in all situations to give precedent to something that was identified first. For example, he says that if somebody bought food l'kavod Shabbos, he bought food l'kavod Shabbos and he comes home, he bought more than he needs, what he bought first should be used first. The Shas HaTshuvos Panim Iris discusses a situation where there was somebody who had a chazakah to blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and somebody else had the chazakah to blow the shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And this year, Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and now the question is, we're only going to have one Baal Tekeya. Who should be the Baal Tekeya? So he says that just like there's a question in a year where there's those who say Yoitzer by night. The halacha is if Yoitzer comes out of Sukkos, if Sukkos comes out the first day on Shabbos, they don't say Yoitzer at night. I guess because they didn't have candlelight, they didn't have light by which to say the Yoitzer. So the halacha is that there's a machlokes, what should you do on the second night of Yontif? Some say that the Yoitzer of the first night is said, and the second night Yoitzer is not said that year. Some say we say the second night. So here too, it should be the same situation. And since, says the Shas HaTshuvos Panim Iris, in the Gemara that we just learned, the Machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim with the Korban Pesach, where Rabbi Yossi said you should use the first one. The Chachamim say you could use either one. So since we see that over there, the Rambam Paskins, like the Chachamim, you could use either one. So says the Panim Iris, the same thing over here, that you could use whichever one you want, and it doesn't make a difference. The Shas HaTshuvos Torah L'shma discusses a similar situation where somebody had a mezuzah that he had taken off his door to check if it's kosher or not. And then he had another mezuzah that they put on the door, not to leave the door without a mezuzah, even for the short amount of time it takes to check the mezuzahs. And now the question is, does he have to take, and this first mezuzah is identified to be a kosher mezuzah. Could he leave the second mezuzah and not have to go through the bother of putting up a second mezuzah? Or what, since that first mezuzah was there, and it's fine, and it's a good mezuzah, that since when he put up the second one, he only put it up because he was concerned, he wanted to not have his door without a mezuzah? So what's the halacha? So certainly, he says, that if the second mezuzah is nicer, So our Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi agrees that when the second one is nicer, we should certainly use the second one. But we should use the nicer one. But if they're both equal, he seems to feel that we should use the first mezuzah, because it would be embarrassing that we had used this mezuzah all along and now we're stopping to use it. Another shiloh that I saw the Paiskim discuss. What's the halacha whenever we have, for example, two niftarim, two people, Rachman Tzlon, with niftar? So when it comes to making the levayas in a town where there's only one chaver kedisha, there's only one chapel, the minig ha'olam is that we follow the order of people, that the first one who was niftar, we make his levaya first. What's the halacha, discusses the Bris Avram, who's quoted in his Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya Simon Reish Samachay Sif Katan Tes. Two children whose Bris is today. And now the question is, which Bris do we do first? Is there an order in which Bris do we do first? So he says, so the Chalkas Yaakov wants to say that the Bris Avram, I'm sorry, wants to say that it's similar to the Shaila that we just discussed. That just by the Levayas, Rachman Tzlon, we make the Levayah of the person who passed away first. Here too, we should make the Bris of the baby who was born first. But the Chalkas Yaakov, in Shaila Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov, Yerideya Simon Kuf Mem Beis, quotes our Gemara, that the Chama hold, you could bring, either when you have now two animals for the Karban Pesach, you could choose whichever animal that you want for the Karban Pesach. So maybe the same should be here. So, and he explains why. Because even though one was born before the other, when a person is nifter, so the moment he's nifter, we have a chiyuv kvura. We have to bury that individual. So the person who died first, the halacha is, we have to bury first. But when it comes to bris, there's no chiyuv bris until Yom HaShmini. And when Yom HaShmini came, both of these babies were here. And therefore the Bris Avram wants to, so therefore the Chalkas Yaakov says that even though the Bris Avram wants to connect this Shaila to the Shaila of the Levaya, it's not really the exact same. And therefore it could very well be that in this case, everybody would agree that you could make, that, and we're obviously speaking in a situation where there's only one mile in town, and he can make either bris that he wants first. Hanrloch Hatziloi, Hanrloch Hatziloi, Hanrloch Hatziloi. So our Perek discusses the halacha, continuing to discuss the halacha of the Shnei Seirim. Actually, the Sefer Meroi Meisada asks a question that we had learned earlier in the Masechta, the Tarif Bekape. The Gemara had spoken about how the Kohen Gadol began doing the Goyrel. And therefore, the Meroi Meisada says, shouldn't have we begun mentioning right then all the halachas that we're about to speak about these two Seirim? Why did we wait all the way to here? He says that since we had just finished learning all the halachas, that if one animal died, the Shaila Shoim died, or the Shaila Sozel died, that's we need to have two animals. So that stresses the point of the need of having two animals that are similar, that we always have to have two animals in front of us in order to properly do the Goyrel. So that's why Chazal waited with this Perek, because they felt this is the best place to have this discussion. So says the Mishnah, Snei Seirim Yom Kippurim, the two Seirim that were used on Yom Kippur, Mitzvosin Sheishnoim, Shavim Bemara, they should both look the same, they should be the same color animal, Bekaima and the height, Bedomim, that they should have the same value, Uli Kichosin Ka'achod, they should be bought at the same time, Apish Ein Shavim, but if we don't have such a situation, Ksheirim, it's still kosher, Lokach Echra Yoim, if somebody bought one carbon today and the other carbon tomorrow, it's fine. So many Rishonim asked the question, how is it possible to have two animals that are identical?
The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, when it speaks about Ben Tzairu Meirur, says that the parents have to be the same. The parents have to be equal. And since the Gemara says that's impossible, that's why Ben Tzairu Meirur lo hayu v'lo yiyah. The Gemara says that we will never have a case of a Ben Tzairu Meirur because we can never have a situation where these two individuals are exactly equal. So how can we have two animals that are the same? So Tosfos Yeshanim says we can't compare animals to people. We can't have two people who are identical, but we could have two animals that are identical. The Sfasemis explains that you could have two animals that were born from the same mother. And therefore, when you have two animals that were born from the same mother, they're extremely likely to be identical. You can't have parents, a mother and a father, that were born from the same parents, and therefore they're not identical. Another shot that the Gvur Sari suggests, that the Gemara over there, when it speaks about how the parents of a Sari Gemara have to be identical, says they also have to be identical b'kol, that their voice has to be similar. And that's unlikely. However, when we speak about the need for these two animals to be this similar, the voice is obviously not a factor, and that makes it easier to identify two animals that are the same versus having two people that are the same. Another teretz is that the two parents of a person, one is a male and one is a female. It's much more difficult to have a male and a female who are identical versus an our animal that we're speaking about, the both of the same gender. So the halacha is, so the Gemara says, the Mishnah said they have to be the same b'mara or b'koyma or b'domim. So the Sfasemis asks, if these two animals are identical, of course the b'domim, of course they're going to be equal in value. So why does the Mishnah have to say it? So the Sfasemis says, we often have in Shas the concept of an igel atilsa, the third calf born to its mother. And the third calf born to its mother is more expensive. So you could have two animals that are born to the same mother. They're very similar. But one is the second animal that was born to its mother, or the fourth animal that was born to its mother, and one is the third. So even though they have all of these similarities, the third one is more expensive. So the Tosfos Yeshanim explains, l'kichas and ka'achas, that they bought from one person at the same time. Other Rishonim say that we don't have to buy it from the same person, but as long as they were born at the same time by one person, even though there are two different owners to the animal, the halacha is that it's still fine. So our Mishnah is stressing the lechatchila, we have to have these two animals, the Sol Hashem and the Sol HaZozel, very similar. So I saw that the Sefer Leket Amorim explains, what is the lesson? The lesson is Sol Hashem represents Kedusha. Sol HaZozel represents the opposite. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the difference between Kedusha, between Tahara and Tumah, is very, very negligible. And it's very interesting. It's very easy to fall for one to the other. Another pshat that I saw is that there was somebody that somebody came to him to collect tzedakah. And the person says, I don't have a penny to my name. But then that very same person had money to use for all sorts of luxury. Teaches us our Mishnah, if you have money for the Sol HaZozel, if you have money to spend on your own life for various luxuries, then you better have the same amount of money available for the Sol Hashem, for Kedusha, for the carbon. Says the Mishnah, Meis Achim Hem, if one of these two animals that we bought died, Im Atshalai Higul Meis, if, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, they did a Geirul, and before the Geirul was conducted, one of these two animals died. So the halacha is, yikach zug l'sheni, we should just take another animal and identify it as the peer of the first animal, and then we'll go on with the Geirul. So all the Rishonim ask, the Tosfos Yeshanim asks, that we just learned the first part of our Mishnah, how important it is that the two animals be taken at the same time. And here they're not being taken at the same time. So the Tosfos Yerushalmi says, of course, the halacha that we began our perek with, that the two animals should be taken at the same time, remains. But even though that halacha remains, now we have a dilemma. On one hand, we should take two animals that are the same. On the other hand, if we take two animals, if we're gonna do that, the first animal that was identified is already hegdish. And once it's hegdish, we're going to have to go through all sorts of halachas, how to redeem it. We're going to have to make it a balmum, yirisha yistav. Since we also learned that these halachas, but the evid, are fine if you didn't follow them, we'd rather not take likachas on teches versus taking this animal and needing to have to deal with it. Another pshat that the Gevurah Sari says, that this halacha of likachas and keechas, that's only when you have no animal which is hegdish. So if I'm going to take two animals and be magdish them, there the halach is be magdish them at the same time. But here, where it's not that way, then we already have an animal that's hegdish, this halacha was never said in the first place. So says the Mishnah, so meis echemhem, imach shloihigromeis, yikach zog l'sheni, take a pair for the second animal, and then do the gyro. Vimishigro, but now we already did the gyro. And after we did the gyro, mace, one of these two animals died. So now this animal's already identified. But the other animal that died that needs to be replaced can only be identified through a gyro. So therefore, the halacha is Yavi Zugacher, bring another pair, bring another two seirim, Viagra Aleim Betchila. And now make a new gyro. And the question is, V'Omer, and he should say like this, Im Shesh Shemes, if the animal that died was the one that was a Shem Hashem, Zesh Ololov HaGoyal Hashem, so then now the animal that we now identify through the Goyal should be L'Shem Hashem, Yiskayim Tachtov, should be the replacement animal. V'mshel Azazel Meis, if the animal that died was the Azazel animal, Zesh Ololov L'Azazel, the animal that was now identified through the Goyal to be the Shol Azazel, Yiskayim Tachtov, V'Sheni Yirat Shistov, and we should let the other animal out to become the pasture, and it becomes a bamum. The halacha is that an animal which is hegdish, we cannot ever redeem when it's still not a bamum. So therefore, we have to wait till it becomes a bamum. Yemacher, and then when it becomes a bamum, we sell it and we take the funds. V'yiplo damel l'dava, where the funds are used for oilas ketsim mizbeach. Oilas ketsim mizbeach means they never wanted to leave the mizbeach idle. So the money that's used is, if there's no kabbonis to be brought on the mizbeach at that moment, we use that money to put money on the mizbeach. Shein chatos tzibur meisa, because the halacha is that even though the halacha is that a chatos shemeisa, the soul Hashem is a form of a kam chatos, and we've discussed many times that a chatos shemeisa, or chatos shekaper, that the owner died, or the halacha is a chatos and skaper baleh ba'acher, or the owner used a different animal for the kamechatas, mesa, is left to die. And we always explain that halacha because we can't just use it again for kamechatas, because you can't bring a kamechatas unless you're obligated to bring a kamechatas. And certainly if the owner died, the owner already had the kapara that he needs to have through his passing away, and therefore that animal is left to die. But here we're not speaking about an individual who identified a karmichatas. We're speaking about a tzibur, and the tzibur has different halachas, and Rabbi Huda says that this halacha even applies by karmic tzibur, and Thomas, and it's left to die. V'adam Rabbi Huda, nishpech adam, if the blood of the animal that was identified to be the soul Hashem spilled out before we were able to do any hazor, yomus hamishtalech, its peer, the soul azazel, should left to die. Meis hamishtalech, and similarly, if the animal which is identified to be the soul azazel died before we did any hazors, yishafach adam, the animal, even though we already shechted the soul Hashem, and we already have its dam ready and available to do hazor with, it should be left to die. And the Gemara is going to explain to Mitzvah Shem the basis of this machlokes. Begins the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. The Torah says regarding the two seirim, The Torah says, "Me'esa das bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seirim." Says the word miut siri. Since the Torah says the word siri aloshin rabim, it means shnayim. We should buy two animals. If that's the case, so we already know from the pasuk itself, from the word siri, that we mean two animals. So now the question is, matam loim shnei. What does the Torah say again that we have to buy two animals to teach us shei shneim shavim? They both should be identical. Menayin. But now ask the Gemara. So now that we've identified that they have to be identical, and in fact the Gross says that from here we see that we know in Parshas Bereishis, the Torah says, Shnei Ma'iris HaGdoilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon, and they were equivalent. And then the moon, as we know, says, came to say, Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtam Shebekesarecha, we can't have two kings, we can't have two kings simultaneously. Says the Gra, how do we know that they were equal? So he says, because if we look at the Pasuk uses the same, we have the same type of situation with that Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ma'iris HaGdoilim. If the Torah would have just said, Ma'iris HaGdoilim, we would have known that there were two. Why does the Torah use the word Shnei? To teach us that they were identical. Continues the Braisa, Menayin Apish Ein Shneim Shavim. How do we know that if they're not identical, it's still Ksherim, they're fine? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Vikrav Aaron is a Sar Sha'ol of Agar Lashem, Vasar Chatos, Vasar Sha'ol of Agar Lazazel. The Torah says the word Sar again. Why did the Torah teach us the word Sar again? Reba, that even if they're not identical, they are fine. Says the Gemara, Tamad Rabbi Rachmana, only because the Torah added this word, that sar teaches us that even if they're not identical, they're fine. Haloi Rav Rachmana, if we wouldn't have had such a situation, Havamina, we would indeed suggest psulim, that if the two animals are not identical, they may not be used. Ask the Gvara, Ikuva Minolon, why would we think that if they weren't, if the Torah didn't, that it's absolutely essential? Because as we know, when we come to Kachim, we've said this halacha many times, the halacha is shana lava kasav lakav. Only when the Torah repeats a halacha more than once is it essential. So why over here will we think that it's essential that the two animals be the same? Answers the Gemara, Salkadat Chemina, since the Torah says shnei shnei ksiv, the Torah uses the word shnei three times. So we'd say that the reason the Torah uses it the third time is to teach us that it's ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Vahashta, the Rabbi Rachmana. So now ask the Gemara, now that we say that the Torah says sar, to teach us that this halacha, that they have to be the same, is not absolutely necessary. So now what do we do with all the times that it said shnei, 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 lamali? Chad to teach us, b'mara, that the two animals have to look the same. Chad, b'kaima, that they have to be the same height. V'chad, b'damim, the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah, that it should be of the same value. Tanya Mihachi, and we says the Gemara, we have a similar braisa, Gabi Kifse Metzaira. The halacha is that there's a very long procedure that we've mentioned. After Metzaira is no longer Metzaira, he has to bring two birds, and Eitz Erez V'Ezer V'Shni Talas. One bird is slaughtered, and it's dipped into Mayim Chaim, and they squeeze out the blood into Mayim Chaim until that water looks reddish. And we bury that bird, and then we take the tzipor, other bird, with the Eitz Erev and the Ezev and the Shnei Talas, and we dip it into that mixture of water and the blood of the slaughtered bird, and we spritz it on the back of the Metzaira, and then we let the bird fly away. And then we shave all of the hair of the Metzaira, and the Metzaira has to clean all of his clothing. And now the Metzaira is allowed to go into, no longer has to be bothered Jeshim Chutz L'Machna, he no longer has to be segregated. But he still has a level of tumma, and a very serious level of tumma. If he touches anything, any person even, but Maga B'Masa, that person becomes tummy. The Metzaira then counts 7 days, and then again he shaves all his hair, cleans his clothing, and now he doesn't have that level of tumah. He's considered like a tful yoim. He could eat maaser, and after Harav Shemesh, he could even eat truma.
but he may not eat kachim until he brings his kabbonis. The earliest he could bring is his kabbonis on the eighth day, and he brings two kvasim, echad la'ayla, vechad la'ashem, and then he brings a kifsop l'chatas. And the halach is, if he can't afford that, he brings two birds, echad la'ayla v'echad l'chatas, and a kevis for carbon asham. So says the Gemara, we learned in a braisa regarding the kifsim mitzayra. The Torah says, "V'yom Hashmini yikach shnei kvasim, miit kvasim shnayim." We say that again, since the Torah uses the word kvasim, it must be two. So if the question is, so if we know it must be two, the question is, matam alayim shnei. What did the Torah say the word two? Shei shneim shavim. They both have to be identical. Or menayin. Continues the Brice, Shapish ain't shneim sham. If they're not identical, sherem it's still kosher. Tam alaymer hakevis hakevis riba. So again, tam the Rabbi Rachmana. Only because we have the special ribui, we know that if they're not identical, they're fine. Holy Rabbi Rachmana, if they wouldn't have this ribui, have a mina psulim. Ask the Gemara, ikuvim minolam. Why would we think so? Answers the Gemara, sakadat chamina. Since the Torah, when it speaks about the halachas of the mitzayra, of the purification of the mitzayra, says zois tia tayr mitzayra ksiv. So we would learn that the word tia means it has to be exactly that way. That's why we need a lima, that if it's not exactly that way, it's still fine. Ask the Gemara, hashtag Rahman, Rabbi Rachmana, that even if it isn't exactly that way, it's fine. Ask the Gemara, toya lamali. So what do I do with the word tia? Answers the Gemara, l'cha shar chayusish l'metzayra. All the other halachas are required. Says the Gemara, tanya nami gavim metzayra kai gavna. And in fact, this is the way we understand. The Torah says, "V'lokach matash teit tziporim." Meets tziporim. When the Torah used the word tziporim, loshen rabim, it means you have to have shtayim. You have to have at least two birds. If that's the case, continues the Braisa, matam alayim shtei. So why did the Torah say you have to have two? To teach us, shneim shavs. They both have to be identical. Continues the Braisa. U'menayin sh'af apish ein shavs. That if they're not the same, ksheris, they're still fine. Tam alaymer hatzip v'shachras hatzipar achas. Tzipar comes to be marba, that even if they're not the exact same, they're fine. So what do we see? Tam the Rabbi Rachmana. Only because we have this word tzipa. Halloi Rabbi Rachmana. If we wouldn't have that, pasuk, psulis. We would think that if they're not the same, then it's not kosher even with the evid. Ask the Gemara, ikuva menolon. Why would we think so? Answers the Gemara, salkatat chamina, tiyaksiv. That since the Torah used the word tia, it means that it must absolutely be that way. So we learn it doesn't have to be that way. Ask the Gemara of Hashta the Rabbi Rachmana Tzipur. So now that we've learned that it isn't absolutely essential, ask the Gemara tia lamali. So what do we do with tia? L'shah v'yasa l'mitzayra, that all the other halachas involved in the mitzayra are absolutely essential. Continues the Gemara. V'hashta the Rabbi Rachmana. Now that the Torah said that the word tzipur comes to teach us that it's not absolutely essential. So now the question is tia lamali. What do we do with the word tia? Says the Gemara l'shav yos l'shma. Yochel gabet tamidim. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. But a carbon tamid, the halach is not minay mekvasim. And the Torah says we have to bring kvasim and neshana tamimim shnayim l'yoyim oilet samid, that we have to bring two kvasim. And we know the meat kvasim shnayim. Matam aloy mishnayim. Isn't that coming to teach us shneim shavim, that they have to be identical? Or menayin, says the Gemara, shabish ein shneim shavim ksherim, tam aloy ma keves keves, as a keves echad, as a keves echad riba. Says the Gemara, is that true? L'chatchil nami hodabinen, is that true that the two carbon tomids that we bring are every day are have to be identical? And as I saw, the Sefer Siach Yitzchak explains, why would we think that they have to be identical? They're not even brought at the same time. One is brought in the morning, one is brought in the afternoon. So he answers that since we see that the Torah connects these two animals, I would think that they have to be identical. Says the Gemara, that is needed for a different pasuk, not to teach us that the two things, the two animals should be the same. Kretanya, shnayim l'yoyim, the pasuk is coming to teach us k'neged hayoyim, that the carbon tamid should be slaughtered facing the sun. Says the Brar, ata oimer k'neged hayoyim, does it mean that it's supposed to be facing the sun? Is maybe the pasuk means to tell us that there's an obligation to bring the carbon tamid every day? Says the Brisa, k'shu oimer That pasuk is very clear that it comes, that's a daily obligation. What will I do with the pasuk shnayim l'yoyim? To teach us this halach that we're learning now, that it should be facing the sun. Ketzat. So the Gemara elaborates exactly what does that mean. Tamat Shashachar, the Tamat Shashachar was brought Hayinishchad al Keren Tzvayis Maravis on the northwest corner. That's where it faces the sun, and it was slaughtered. And it was slaughtered by the Tabah Shnei. We learned that in the Azara they had these rings where they put the animal. Tamat Shaben Abayim Manishchal Keren Mizrachet Tzvayis on the northeast corner on the Tabah Shnei. Misafim Shal Shabbos, where the Torah says on the Musaf of Karmat Shabbos, Uviyoyim HaShabbos Shnei Kvasa B'nei Shana, Vadai, indeed, there Halacha will be She Shneim Shavim have to be the same. So the Meiri explains, why does the Torah go out of its way to say that we have to face the sun? So the Meiri says that the whole point in their world, they lived in a world where they worshipped the sun. So we specifically shecht the Karmat Tamid facing the sun to show that we don't live that way, we don't worship the sun. The Gemara just said that this halacha, that the two animals have to be identical, is also regarding the Karmat Musaf. So the Machloikas Rishonim is this likuva, that it's absolutely essential, and it's only a mitzvah. Rashi says that it's only lemitzvah, because as we keep on repeating in our shir, the halacha is that it's ma'akiv is only if the Torah says the halacha twice. And there is no place where the Torah says that these two animals that are brought for the Karmat Musaf have to be identical twice. And since the Torah doesn't say it twice, it's not ma'akiv. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that not only must the two animals of the Karmat Musaf be identical, but even by the ever they have to be identical. He says, because the Torah says, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbato, when the Torah says, Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbato, it's as if the Torah is telling us that under all circumstances, these two animals must be identical.